San Diego newspaper readers are losing one of their most loved and most hated columnists this weekend. Longtime business writer Don Botter is retiring after 30 years with the Union Tribune. Botter has been both a beacon and a lightning rod in the business community he covers. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
Don Botter spent much of his last week at work answering farewell emails from disappointed readers and fielding phone calls from his vast network of business sources.
Don Botter.
Hey, Bill, how are you?
Well, I'm going to miss you, too. But you've got my two numbers, and so if you hear of any scam like you did, remember you heard of that one scam, and I had it in the paper the next day. You had several for me. That was great.
Scams are a mainstay of the column that Botter's written 6 days a week for the last three decades. He's had plenty of material. Southern California is crawling with snake oil salesmen and peddlers of Ponzi schemes. In Botter's Spartan office, manila folders detailing various swindles are piled high on bookshelves and atop his avocado green Selectric typewriter. The local FBI office often got tips from reading Botter's column. Special Agent Jan Caldwell is one of many who describe the Chicago-born journalist as a character right out of the front page.
When I see how thorough he is and tenacious, I do think back to the old days of the trench coats and the hats with the press on the side, and he's out there with his notepad, and it's going to be an empty page next Monday when he's not around.
Botter didn't limit himself to street-level scams. All through the late 90s, when much of the business press was playing cheerleader for the so-called new economy, Botter was sounding warnings about phony corporate accounting, trumped-up earnings, and inflated stock prices. Reporter Craig Rose, who worked under Botter at the paper, says the columnist knew all too well that some of the biggest swindles occur in the executive suite.
He's never dissuaded by the fact that something at the moment may be getting away with something. I mean, he knows that complexity is a tool used in business. He would do the homework to plow through it. And typically it was, you know, Don versus small platoons of high-priced suits. It was a mismatch. Don had him beat every time.
In recent years, some of Botter's biggest targets have been pro sports teams that demand publicly funded stadiums. His opposition to a new baseball park in San Diego put him at odds with much of the public and even with his own newspaper. But Botter never backed down.
That money comes out of schools, it comes out of libraries, it comes out of all kinds of legitimate places where the money should be spent. And it is a scam.
Botter insists he enjoys sports personally and actually started out as a sports writer. He still likes to watch football games with the sound turned down while listening to the Metropolitan Opera. Now, after 30 years and thousands of bylines, Botter and his wife are moving to a small town in Colorado. The 67-year-old insists it's only a semi-retirement. He plans to keep writing an occasional column and exposing the occasional scam.
I think there have been 533 parties that have been held in San Diego in honor of my departure. I have not been invited to a single one of them, but the crooks can't go out and celebrate yet. It is too early.
That should worry penny stock swindlers and con artists in corporate suites. But for Botter's loyal readers, it's good to know the scam buster isn't closing his notebook just yet. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.